At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
How do we do it today? Tiak, you know what I'm going to do?
Huh?
I'm going to let you call him out today.
Aww.
Who sings what? Go.
I'll sing it all.
Oh, wow.
News. News.
No. No.
This is really a
news.
No.
News.
No.
Our only real hope.
I'm going home. I'm done for the day.
Or no.
Does he need us here?
No.
Like, do you want us here?
Impressive.
Can we stay? What? Like,
I've been practicing.
Something
I'm never
tells
doing
me
it again.
He literally has burned this onto an MP3. He's got it on his phone. Apple CarPlay on the way in.
Mm-hmm.
And you sing it every day in case.
The way he carried out the last bit of the vibrato.
No!
Well, just the from news to know, it just was all continuous.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
None of these things we're saying are compliments.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if I'm disturbed. Okay.
Yeah,
or
no, it's disturbed is the emotion you should be getting from us right now.
Good evening.
Nope. Let him go.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's, I think I'm just going to keep noping everybody.
You only get one note.
Good
did
evening.
Did I just use mine?
You did. You
okay.
did.
All right.
Good evening. Welcome to the program. Mm. My story is out of Bennett, Colorado.
Yeah! Oh, we're not doing that part of the show.
No. As over 2,800 Nintendo Switch 2 consoles valued at more than $1.4 million.
Shut!
Oh, no.
Out of Bennett?
Were stolen from
what?
A tractor trailer during a journey from Washington State to Texas. The driver stopped at a Love's truck stop in Bennett, Colorado, about 30 miles from Denver.
Which direction?
Do you think someone was tailing them
had
and waiting
be.
For them
they
to
had
stop?
To know.
I think so. So the truck driver was unaware. He says, allegedly, he was unaware of what cargo he had. Stopped for a break, came back out. It's all gone.
The trailer itself was gone. Or did they just empty the trailer?
Missing consoles. They emptied the trailer. Yeah, they somehow got in. $1.4 million worth. 2,800 Nintendo Switch 2s. Which
is
you have a Switch, just a regular Switch or the 2?
Just a regular Switch.
Sorry, the 2's new?
Yeah, they just came out like last month.
I have one.
Oh, yeah, good for you. Is it suspected?
I haven't taken it out of the box.
Of course.
I'm going to sell it. To that trucker.
Well, is it suspected that the trucker is involved?
That feels like the trucker's involved.
I don't know.
I don't know.
He just happened to stop at a truck stop and leave his truck unattended.
But it's
long
completely
enough.
Random. I mean, it's going from Washington State to Texas. Happened to stop in. I don't know if that's.
Do you understand how long it would take to unload 22,000
and with
switches?
No one seeing it,
and it's unlocked.
Yeah. None of this is adding
you
up,
know what?
Dude.
I don't want to blame the man. He could be innocent.
He could be.
He could be. I want to hear from people from Bennett. What's the word on the street down there?
Yeah, what's the scuttlebutt in Bennett?
Someone had to see something.
Yeah. It's a truck, although it's in Bennett. So it's not like a truck stop on Highway 76 or something, or on Highway 70 is kind of a big deal. I imagine the truck stop in Bennett's not
there,
like...
That's going to be... Those are pretty big.
Populated. Mm.
If you're one of the lot lizards from the Bennett Loves. Yeah. Oh
my God. We don't have the travel budget to send the Slacker Show research team out to Bennett.
I will go for a Nintendo Switch too. So. Okay.
Oh, she thinks she's going to find one on the road.
I think they've moved them by now.
I don't know.
Well, they're gone. Okay. They were stolen.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good news for T-Hack.
Nintendo Switches. Or... oh, what's the...
Chuck E. Cheese has launched a new arcade for adults.
Oh.
How is the old one not for adults?
That's clearly dirty, ratty for children.
Yeah.
It's a very, I don't know what the experience is where you're like, was this different when I was a kid or was I just a kid?
Yeah. Because
It's like, it seems a little dirtier, a little stickier.
A bit soul crushing in there.
A little bit, yeah. Mm-hmm. And they got rid of one of the greatest acts of all time, the animatronic band.
Yeah. Oh. Does he still come out? Does the giant rat still come out?
He's a mouse. And he does come out. Charles,
you will respect him. When you see a little mouse, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a mouse, right? When you see a real big one, what do you call that? A
rat.
Yeah.
Oh.
So Chuck E. Cheese is?
I guess he's a rat.
He's a rat.
But he does still come out.
Okay.
They're going to have a lot of retro games like Pac-Man, Mortal Kombat, Centipede, along with newer ones like Jurassic Park and Halo.
Oh, interesting.
And is there alcohol involved?
Yeah. There is alcohol at Chuck E. Cheese.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so.
It's just beer and wine. It's kind of.
In every parent's purse. There.
Have you seen the hack, right? It's the greatest hack ever. You're going to learn this when you have children.
Okay.
You take a bottle or a box of Franzia or any boxed wine. I figured you for a Franzia. Yeah. They probably got a Sauvignon Blanc that tickles your fancy.
Slapped a bag of that at a wedding once and got it all over.
I bet you've slapped many a bag in your day.
I haven't.
You haven't?
No.
You seem like
I'm
a bag slapper.
I'm a bottled wine girl.
Well,
I'm not a bagged wine girl.
You wrap.
Like a gift.
And set it on the table with all the other gifts.
Oh, so smart.
And parents just walk by and the little spigot's right there. And they never catch you. You just disguise it.
Have you personally done this?
Perhaps.
Are you allowed to go to Chuck E. Cheese now?
Not anymore. Because I called him a rat to his little rat face.
Perfect.
All right, here we go.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We're finally learning something that we all probably knew about Travis Kelce. He admitted that the hardest part of hosting Saturday Night Live was the table read because he can't really read well.
No.
He went on a podcast and said the table read was the hardest effing part and literally admitted it's because he can't read super well. He said, I felt like I was just trying to get through
instead
of acting it out and giving it a voice. Yeah.
Did you... Listen, I know you're the Swiftie on the show. Do you want to do another Travis update? Did you see the other part of that interview?
No.
He said the hardest part. Like, what do you think the hardest part about dating Taylor Swift is for him?
Just having to make out all the time.
Mm-hmm. The press, like the scrutiny?
Yes, but there's something very specific.
The fans.
It's the paparazzi. He can't pee on golf courses anymore.
I love this man. Because for Taylor, not who you expected. Well, I can't pee on golf courses anymore.
I'm on a golf course. I've had 10 beers. I got to pee. I start to walk over to a spot where I've peed 1,000 times. And he's like, she'll be mad.
But
he's like,
he
literally said, my meat will be on display if I go over there.
I love this for Taylor. This is the guy. She's so buttoned up. She needed a little...
You want Taylor.
Sounds like Travis needs to button it up.
He can't read.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue. Right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.